Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Money Mom Show. Are you tired of struggling day after day to reach your financial goals with no success? Do you want to know how to use God's Word as a roadmap to reach your financial destiny? Then this is the show for you. Your host is none other than Sherry Gray, one of America's leading financial coaches. As a host and financial coach, Sherry has helped thousands of individuals and families nationwide, taking them from where they are to where they need to be financially. For the next hour, you will be armed with the knowledge to achieve victory in your finances. You will hear firsthand how Sherry uses biblical principles to teach you how to budget, eliminate debt, and save for your future. And Sherry does it all with a mom's touch, not telling you what you want to hear, but what you need to hear. And now, here's your host, the Money Mom, Sherry Gray.
Well, welcome to another episode of the Money Mom Show. This is your host, Sherry Gray. Thank you guys for joining me again. I just can't say enough about the people who continue to support the show and listen to the show live and download the show every week. It means a lot to me. You know, speaking about money, you never know who you're going to reach, who you're going to impact, and just to see that I'm, you know, helping somebody, if it's one person, if it's 100 people, if it's 1,000 people, if it's a million, I'm just so honored and blessed that God has given me this platform to share my knowledge with people who are open to receive God's word in regards to their finances and just support the show by just listening in and downloading the show every week. So I just want to say thank you to everyone who listens to the show, and you are appreciated. The scripture for this show is, the title for the show is Children and Finances, the Three S's Every Kid Should Know. And the scripture for this show is Proverbs 22:6, and it says, direct your children onto the right path, and when they are older, they will not leave it. And I think this scripture is so important because it's such an important thing for us to talk to our children about money and about finances. You know, sometimes, you know, we talk to our kids about God and about spirituality and about Jesus and about, you know, making the right decisions and making the right choices. But sometimes talking to our kids about money, it kind of falls through the cracks and falls by the wayside. But it is an extremely important message to teach our kids, because one of the last things you want is for, you know, you to raise your kids and to, you know, kind of usher them out into the world and they're prepared in every other way except for their finances. And I'm sure a lot of you know, as well as I know, I've had experience in my own life and working with my clients and my students, that if you have your finances out of order, it can wreak havoc on the rest of your life. And I always say, you know, getting your finances in order is kind of like the heart of who you are. And the heart functions because it literally, if the heart is not in the right order, it damages the other parts of the body. And it's the same thing with your money. If your money's not in order, if you are dodging collection agencies, collections calls, if you are on top of your, you know, paying down your debt, if you're not on top of how much, you know, your budget, you're overspending, your other parts of your life can go into disarray as well, because you're so overwhelmed by the money and the finances that you cannot concentrate at work. You know, you're snapping at your spouse. You are snapping at your kids, and you're just under a tremendous amount of stress, which can lead to, you know, health problems and, you know, emotional problems. It's a domino effect. So it's so important that before we release our children out into the world to be on their own, that we adequately teach them about money. It is so important. And not only teaching them about money, but teaching them God's way about money. And this is a workshop that I've taught to kids before. Like I said, it's called The Three S's Every Kid Should Know. And if you have any questions for me this hour. The phone lines are open. The call-in number is 347-996-3266, and I encourage anyone out there listening to just give me a call. If you have any questions about how to talk to your kids about money, feel free to call in. The first thing before I go into the three S's that I always teach parents and I teach kids, before you can do anything with money, you have to actually have money. That is the very first thing. And because they're kids and because, you know, they're young people and they're not able or not old enough to work for, you know, traditional jobs until they're 16 years old, and sometimes they can work as early as 14 in some states if they receive permission from their parents. But you're talking about young kids, school-age kids. The work that they do is household, their chores, cleaning their room, doing their, you know, doing the laundry, cleaning the bathroom, doing the dishes, whatever chore or the work you have them doing, it's usually with kids, it's going to be around the house. I know a lot of parents, and I fall into this trap as well, kind of you want to do things for your kids, you want to, you know, clean up after them, and that's fine when they're small, but when they transition to elementary school, middle school, and high school, it's very important that you teach them the value of work. Because, again, when they go out into the world and they're on their own, you don't want someone, you don't want a child who's now an adult not to know how the value of work. Because the Bible says, if a man doesn't work, he doesn't eat. So it's very important that we teach them at an early age that when you work and you do a good job, then you're compensated. I know a lot of parents probably don't agree with, you know, paying their kids for the chores. They feel like it's their, you know, they're living in the household, then that should be a given that they do the chores. But I think it's, for me, it's a very important lesson that, you know, you have to give them a, you know, a great amount of money. You can even stagger the amount of money you give them for their chores based on their age, because I'm sure like a five-year-old is not going to do the level of work that a 15-year-old is going to do. Five-year-old, the most they can do maybe is to keep their, you know, put their toys away, keep their room straight. You know, once they get into elementary school, maybe they can add, you can add in, you know, cleaning the bathroom, and then middle school add in dishes. You know, you can kind of increase their workload as they get older. And, of course, you know, with the younger kids, you can pay them a little less than the teenagers, but the bottom line is you definitely want to ensure, you know, instill that work ethic in your kids as early as possible so that when they become adults, they know the value of work, and they know if they don't work, they don't get paid, and they can't live. That's very, very important. Like I said, doing things around the house is very, very important, and, you know, any kind of chore. Even, I also would say that if a child goes above and beyond and they do something that's outside of the chore list and they, you know, break the leaves, you know, fall is upon us, so leaves are going to be falling, and they take it upon themselves to get the rake out and rake leaves and bag them up. Maybe give them a little extra, a bonus for that, you know, just like you would in your own job if you did, you know, your work, but you went above and beyond, you get a bonus at the end of the year or, you know, in the spring or whenever your bonuses are given where you work. That's another way to teach them that, you know, if you go above and beyond, you'll be amply compensated as well. So the very first thing you have to teach your children before they can even begin to talk, you can even begin to talk to them about money, is you have to teach them the value of work and to let them know, instill in them now when they're young, that the only way you're going to get money in this life is if you work. Very, very important lesson. Some adults need to learn that lesson too. But if you don't work, you don't eat, honey. Okay, right now we're going to take a quick break. And I'm going to leave you with the sounds of I Give Myself Away by William McDowell. This is Sherry Gray, the Money Mom, and I'll see you in a few.
I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. give myself away so you can. Come on, let him know. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. What would happen if a generation embraced it? Come on, tell them, here I am.
Welcome back to the Money Mom Show. This is your host, Sherry Gray, and we are talking about the three S's every kid should know. In the last segment, we talked about work. That's the most important thing. If you don't work, you don't eat, and children have to learn the value of work and to understand that if they don't work, they don't get money, and if they don't get money, they can't live and they can't prosper in their finances. And I have with me right now, though, because we're talking about kids, I have one of my children, my youngest daughter, born, who is 9 years old, and she's just going to talk to you guys for a little bit about what she's learned about money from her mom. Thank you, Lauren, for being on the show.
Hi, everybody. This is Lauren, and I'm going to talk a little bit about money. I've been going shopping a lot during the summer with my mom, and so it took a long time. And she kept on mixing up a lot of coupons, but I got used to it. So I love couponing my mom, and I love my family, and we have enough food, and we like living and stuff. So thank you for having me on the show. Back to you, Money Mom.
So, Lauren, do you like saving money?
Yes.
Oh, hold on. You like saving money, Lauren?
Yes.
And what's another thing you should do with money? When you get money, you work for money, you work hard, you do your chores, you clean your room. You're supposed to clean your room and your bathroom, and you get your little money. What's the first thing you think you're supposed to do with that money?
Well, first you have to save it. You have to share it. And then you have to save. And then you have to spend it.
Awesome. Where did you learn that information from, Lauren?
The Money Mom.
That's my 9-year-old child. She is a mess, as you can hear. Thank you, Lauren, for being on the show. And go do some chores and clean your room up.
Thank you for having me. And no, I'm not doing my chores. Bye.
That was my 9-year-old child, Lauren. So I not only teach other kids about money, but I teach my own kids about money, too. And she kind of went over the three S's. But we're going to break it down a little bit more. The first S, of course, is share. And I wanted to do the S's with the kids because I wanted it to be easy for them to remember. So the first thing I do this little exercise with the kids that I work with. And what I recommend is that you either get, three containers of some type, either three jars, glass bowls, you can do envelopes, whatever, as long as there's three separate containers. On one jar bowl, make a little sign and put share. The second bowl or jar, you want to put save. And then the third jar, you want to put spend. And you can number them like 1 for share, 2 for save, and 3 for spend. So they know what order they're supposed to, give their money. Very, very important. And the share, of course, is giving your tithe. And that's how I tell them. You share some of your money with God, give it back to God, and you share your money with your church so that they can help other people. And that's the way I talk about it. And I teach them that God made each of them, and one of the things he made them for is work. And when they work, they make money, just like moms and dads. And in the Bible, God tells us that the first thing we need to do with money is to share some of it with church. And I give a little scripture. And, of course, God says we should give 10% of the money we have to our church. And it's called the tithe, and we share that money with our church to help other people. And what I do also is I do a little exercise with the kids so they can calculate and figure out what 10% is. So if they get $10, if they get $5, if they get $1, what is 10%? So I have a little chart. And then if they know simple math, they can figure it out too. But I give them a little chart as a cheat sheet for the workshop, and they figure out exactly how much money they're supposed to give, whatever that amount is. And I think the neat thing to make it a little bit more interactive is I do a little skit with the kids. and one child is the parent, and the other child is a child in the skit, and they read the skit and they act it out a little bit, and it kind of gives them a real, you know, life scenario about what it means to work and what it means to share some of that money. And you're also teaching your children, when you teach them to share some of what they give, what they get, is that you're also teaching them that their money is bigger than them, that the money that they work for and they get has a you know, a bigger purpose than just them spending it and saving it, that it is actually the first thing you do when you get anything, when you get any money, the very first thing you do is to share it with other people. I know for adults it sounds counterintuitive. It sounds weird to think that when I get something, I give. That's the first thing I do is give. But it is God's plan. It is God's plan for us. It's God's plan for our children. And it's very, very important that, you know, you're not just giving to church, but you actually tell them what the money is used for. They're sharing with other people. They're teaching people about God. You know, this is a teachable moment for your kids. You know, they're, you know, spreading the gospel to people who may not be believers. You are helping people who may need help, you know, people in other countries, people in this country. And it just puts a real life scenario in front of them to say, you know, when I get money, it's not just about me and mine, but it's about me sharing what God has given me with the church so that they can help people. So that's very, very, very important. And a lot of kids, it's a hard thing to really grasp, but if they get in the habit of doing it, just like adults, if you kind of start, they're not going to remember all the time. They're going to, you know, you're going to have to continually push them and continually tell them, okay, time to give. You got, you know, $100 for Christmas, you give that money. And that's the other question I get asked too. What if I get money for Christmas or my birthday? What do? I teach my kids, whatever you get, you give. Now, the only caveat to that would probably be like gift cards or things like that, because it's not real cash money. But if you get any money for birthday, Christmas, you know, good grace, whatever you get money for, you calculate that 10%, and that 10% is to be shared with church. And like I said, you just want to get the kids in the habit of doing it, and those three jars will make it very visual so they know that every time, and put the numbers on it, number one, share, number two, save, and number three, spend. And you want to just get them in the habit of doing each one of those things, because you don't want to just share and that's it. You know, there's more to it than just sharing. But you definitely want to get them in the habit of doing that first before they do anything else. Because as an adult, I know for myself, as a kid, I knew nothing about tithing. I didn't know anything about giving. You know, I gave like a dollar, a quarter, whatever it was, every Sunday. But I didn't know that the mandate was for us to give 10% of everything we make. And it was something I learned as an adult, and I was glad I learned it. And it took me a while, because I feel it took me a while as an adult to tithe and to give the way that God had instructed me to give, because I really didn't practice it as a child. And I think if I had done that, it wouldn't seem like such a foreign thing. So, and I would have been in a better position financially if I would have been obedient sooner to God's word when it comes to sharing my money with Him. So it's vital, vital, vital that parents sit down with the kids and teach them. And you can break it down. It won't be a one-time conversation. You say, whenever you get something, you give. Whenever you receive money, no matter what, birthday, Christmas, whatever it is, you share it with the church so that the church is taken care of, and then people who need help are taken care of. And that is one of the reasons God made money, that God made work for us to make money, so that we can reach out to the church, so we can give to the church, and so the church can reach out to the community and help people who need it. Whether it's spiritually, physically, emotionally, the church is there to reach out to the community, to support the community, but they can't do it without us sharing what we have, sharing the money that has been given to us from, you know, gifts or from work. And it can't happen until we are obedient and share some of that money, some of it, it's not even all, some of the money that we've been given with the church. So very, very important to teach your kids that very important lesson. So that's the first S, is to teach your children to share anything, any money that they receive with their church, and not just any money, 10%, okay? And right now, we're going to take a quick break, and I'm going to leave you with the sounds of Revelation by Third Day. This is Sherry Gray, the Money Mom, and I'll see you in a few.
My life is leading me down the road that's so uncertain. Now I am left alone, and I am broken, trying to find my way, trying to find the faith that's gone. This time I know that you are whole.
Welcome back to the Money Mom Show. This is your host, Sherry Gray, and we're talking about the three S's every kid should know. And we talked about working, the importance of work. We talked about the importance of sharing everything that we get with the church so that the church can run and so that we can just share with people who are in need. And also, last time, of course, you heard my daughter, Ms. Lauren Gray, Ms. Nia Lauren Gray. She's a very special child, a very outspoken child. But I want to remind everyone also that I'm having a financial legacy workshop, which is going to be a webinar. So no matter where you are in the world, you can attend this workshop. It's going to be November 17th from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And all you have to do is to register for the workshop is to complete a registration form. And you can get in mailing the form along with the $8 registration fee to the address on the form. And how do you get the form, you say? Well, you just email me at sherrygray@themoneymom.org. That's SHERRIGRAY at themoneymom.org to request a form. Instructions to access the online workshop will be provided following registration. And I have with me this time around my other daughter, the other love of my life, Miss Ashley. She is 16. She's like, she's like, I'm landing on thick, huh, Ashley? She's 16 years old and a wonderful, beautiful young lady, and I'm embarrassing her. So I just wanted her to talk just a little bit about what she has learned from her mommy about money. This is Ashley.
Say hi, Ashley.
Thank you for that lovely introduction.
Well, my mom taught me a lot about money, but I think the most important thing, the thing that stuck with me most throughout the years was tithing 10% of what you earn, no matter what it is. If it's a dollar, 10 cents. If it's $10, $1, et cetera, et cetera. And, yeah, that really stuck with me throughout the years, so I'm really glad that she taught me all that she knows about her finances, all her financial skills, and I'm glad that I paid attention and learned because I actually have money left over. She also told me not to spend all my money at once, to save a certain amount, tithe a certain amount, and to give a certain amount. So, yeah. So thank my mom for that.
Thank you, Ashley. That was awesome. So the number one thing you've learned from me is tithing and also saving. You spend a little. She's frugal like me, though. She doesn't spend a whole lot. So she's probably going to be like me, a big saver, but that's a good thing. So anything negative that I've done with money that you probably said you would never do? Oh, she's ready for this question. Hold on.
Yes. There's one thing that I remember my mom telling me was about credit cards and student loans, definitely. Something that I will try my best to avoid. No, I won't try. I will avoid, actually. Student loans and credit cards, definitely, because I don't want to grow up having all this debt and that I taking forever to pay off, and I really don't want to have that over my head. So definitely avoiding credit cards, using all the money that you have to pay for everything, and even if you don't have the money at the moment, to save for what you want, because you won't regret it in the end. So saving and avoiding credit cards, student loans, definitely.
Thank you, Miss Ashley. She's shaking her head. Thank you. You're released now. Thank you. I had to force her to come up here and talk, but I knew she could do it. She did an awesome and amazing job, as always. But, yeah, I'm glad. You know, I just wanted to let you guys know that I'm not only a talker, you know, of all this, a speaker of all these things, but I'm also a doer. I teach kids all the time about money, but I also, you know, it starts at home, and I teach my own kids about being responsible with their money. So that's why I want to have them on, just to show you guys that the Money Mom is just like you, and I talk to my kids about money, and I try to instill in them. Of course, the older one is a little bit more attuned to things because she's older, but the little one is learning, definitely learning. And, of course, we talked about the first S, which was share, and the second S that every kid should know is, of course, saving. And this is where that second jar comes into place. And I tell kids, because, you know, you're living at home, you don't have really any bills. You know, your mom or your dad and or your dad takes care of you. So you can save a lot while you're young. And so I teach kids that they save, if they share 10%, and that they save 70% of their money. Now, the only caveat is if they have something very, very special that they want to use up money for at that time, they can do that. But the rule of thumb is to share 10% and also save most of it, save 70%. And I tell them when they get older and they have their own home, their own family, their own job,
adult job and they have their own bills and expenses, that, you know, 70 is going to probably turn into 20. But for now, you're going to save 70% of every dime you get that you work for. And so that's very, very important. And this is a great learning experience for the kids, too, because when they have that money, again, you put that 10% in the share, and then you put the 70%. And this is something you may have to keep change, keep dollar bills, so you can change. Like, if they get a $20 bill, how are they going to split it up? You're going to have to, like, get change for it so that they go through the exercise themselves. You know, you're going to be there with them of putting, if they get $10, put a dollar into the share, put $7 into the save, and then put the rest of it into the spend jar or bowl or whatever it is. And so when you put that $7 to save, you can take that jar or you can, you know, take the money out, but you want to actually take your child to the bank with you. You don't want to deposit the money without the children there. Because, again, it's a teachable moment, and you want to make it interactive, you want to make it fun, and you want to have them, you know, go through the process of actually saving their money in a bank. And if you haven't opened an account with your child, I don't know if you want to take your child to opening an account up. That would be a lot because, you know, you got to show ID. Anyway, it's just a process to open up a checking or savings account. If you don't think it's going to take that long, if you think it's going to take like 10 minutes or so, then you can take your child, you know, with you to open up the account, or you may already have an account open, whichever way you want to do it. But actually, you know, go to the inside the bank, stand in line, and give them, you know, have them hand the money, you know, have their little account number, have them hand the money over to the teller and all that. But you also want to, you know, make sure that they understand that this money is not theirs yet, you know, completely, that they can't just take the money out when they want to because it's a custodial account. And so I don't want the kids to think that, you know, you're putting the money in and I can get money out whenever I want. You still need your parents' permission, you know, even though you've earned the money, you know, you're under 18 years old and you cannot access the money without your parents' permission. So make sure they understand that part. But, yeah, drive them to the bank. You know, get in line. Go to the cashier, give them the money, and, you know, let them know what their account number is, and they pull it up, and do the whole 9 yards, get the deposit slip, and then they keep, you know, keep track of, you know, their balance and all that, and you can go online and check. It's very, very important for them to see that, you know, their hard work is paying off and it's building up, and, you know, today I have $7 in my bank account, and tomorrow I have 14, and next month I'll have 20. You know, it's important for them to see the progress that they're making so that they're like, oh, I'm not just, you know, saving for saving's sake. Same thing with adults. It's like you don't want to just save and save and save, not have nothing and not see the progress of what you've done. So it's very, very important to have that visual of your kids actually saving the money and physically going to the bank and doing that. So that's very, very important. And you want them to do, and it's like simple math, like I said, and you want them to have these jars or these bowls in their room with the tags on it, you know, number one, share, number two, save, number three, spend, and just take them through that process of doing that. Every time they get money, put it in those jars. You know, Sunday morning, take that money out of the share bowl or jar and, you know, have them write out their envelope at church. Put their name on it, put the dollar amount on it, so they understand that it's about sharing and it's about saving. And teach them also when you're saving, you're not just saving to save. Maybe they have a goal in mind. Maybe they want a new game. Maybe they want who knows, whatever the latest toy is. Maybe they want an iPad, you know, and to know that they've worked hard and earned that money, and that because they earned that money and worked hard, that they can save their money and eventually get that thing that they want. It's just a sort of, you know, gratification like none other. And to show them a real-life example of what they can get if they work hard and get money and save. They can get real tangible things that they want. And that is definitely an important lesson
to learn. And right now, I'm going to take a quick break, and I'm going to leave you with the sounds of Awesome by Pastor Charles Jenkins. This is Sherry Gray, the Money Mom, and I'll see you in a few.
Somebody lift your hands as we celebrate the greatness of our God. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. The worship song that says this, our God is awesome. He can move mountains. Me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Come on, our God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. Gives strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. Come on, say, my God is awesome. He can move mountains.
Valley.
Hide me from the rain. My God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weak. Forever he'll reign. Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice and say.
Forgiven.
His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on and testify. You know he's awesome. Say it. Come on and lift your voice.
Awesome.
Come on, somebody.
Welcome back to the Money Mom Show. This is your host, Sherry Gray, and this show is called The Three S's Every Kid Should Know. And we talked about two of them already, which is share, of course, giving, tithing. And the second S is to save. And we talked about the importance of kids saving their money, especially for something they want in the future. And I mentioned, you know, a game, an iPad, things like that. But I remember one of the first things that I saved up money for was a car, my car when I was in college, and I paid cash for my first car in college. And a lot of people are amazed, but I went to community college for the first 2 years of my education, again, saving money. But while I did that, I also worked part-time in retail and stayed for 2 years straight so that, and my mom, of course, helped me. My mom and dad helped me, you know, added some money to that. But for the most part, most of that money, I worked for 2 years straight to pay cash for, it took forever, to pay cash for my car. So that it can even be bigger than an iPad or a game or anything like that. It could be something as big as a car. And I remember back then, I think minimum wage was $3.50. I'm showing my age because that was a long time ago. And I saved over 2 years $5,000 to put down pay cash for my car. So, it could be something as big as that. And so it could be a lot of things. But, also, you know, again, saving is a very important lesson for your kids to learn and walk them through going to the bank and depositing that money and getting that deposit slip and keeping track of their balance. And you'd be amazed how motivated they are to keep saving once they see that dollar amount go up, just like us. So very important. I wanted to remind everyone, too, I mentioned last segment that I'm having a webinar, Financial Legacy Workshop, on November 17th. What I forgot to mention to you is that anyone who signs up for that webinar is entered to win one of four prizes that I have, and these are awesome, awesome prizes. I just have a generous heart. I'm in a giving mood right now. So the first prize is an e-reader with Wi-Fi capability, which is $100 value. You're also entered to win, when you register for my workshop, a $50 Visa gift card. You can also win a $25 Visa gift card if you register for the workshop. Or the last of the four prizes is an ebook, my ebook, which is called Coming In and Going Out, The Guide to Making More and Spending Less. Okay? So those are the four prizes you'll be interested in once you register for my online webinar. And of course, every week I try to give something away on my blog. You can check out my blog on Facebook by typing in the keyword The Money Mom, the space money space mom, and you can like me. If you want to follow all my daily deals and all those awesome, you got to toot your own horn, financial information that I pass on to the people who follow and like my Facebook page. But one of the giveaways I'm giving this week, I'm actually partnering with other bloggers. This giveaway is sponsored by Sleepy Pod. I had never heard of Sleepy Pod until recently, but it's hosted by Sumner Six and co-hosted by Aunt Maggie Rocks, Capri's Coupons, Gorgie Coupons, and Sweet Pea Savings. And this is an awesome, awesome giveaway. And the question is, do you want to take your pet on the plane with you or travel with you? Well, now you can. Sleepy Pod is a pet carrier that has been safety tested and is great for travel. This giveaway is going to end October 31st, okay, so it runs the entire month of October, and you can tweet about it daily for the most entries. Be sure to like, follow, vote, and everyone who's involved in this giveaway. And the way you enter the giveaway is to go to my blog, the Money Mom Deals, .blogspot.com, and search with the keyword Sleepy Pie. It's one word, SLEEPYPOD. And it'll give you details about how to enter to win. And the retail value for the Sleepy Pod is $159.99. That's a very expensive pet carrier, so you want to make sure you enter as many ways and as many times as you possibly can. Very good. Now we're going to talk about the last S in regards to the three S's every kid should know. First is share, the second is save, and the third S is, of course, spend, okay? Because we want to teach kids that you not only, when you work for money, yes, you share it, yes, you save it, but you also want to have fun with the money. It's not just about you sharing and saving, but it's also about you being able to have fun with the money and to spend it on something that you really like. Again, the three jars, the three bowls, you want to put number one, share, which is 10%. You can put the 10% on the little sticker, on the little name card. The second one, number two, is save, and you want to put 70% on that one. The third bowl or jar is going to have spend, and you want to put 20% on that. Because it's important to share and save, but you also want to make sure that the children understand that they can have a little fun with the money, too. It's not just all serious and business. You can, you know, splurge a little. That's what it's there for. Okay? So that's very important for them to understand. And, again, I do a little skit, again, telling, you know, with the kids, and one's the parent and one is the child. And, the kids that do this, I think it's hilarious. Because they see their friends and, you know, kind of acting out the skin and being their parent, they think it's hilarious. So it's so important that we just start today, whatever little things you can do. Sometimes I'm in the car and there's a teachable moment. Sometimes I'm at Target and it's a teachable moment. And I said, this is a moment. I just remember being at Target one time. My oldest daughter, she was probably maybe 12 years old. And I bought something at Target, and I swiped my debit card, and she asked me, Mommy, and I said, yes. And she said, is that in the budget? And I thought, oh, my gosh, she's actually listening to what I've been teaching her. I was amazed that she remembered that. I'm like, yes, it's in the budget. It was amazing. She said, because you can't buy it if it's not in the budget. I was like, oh, my gosh. She's a mini-me. So she's very frugal and loves to save, too. But it's just amazing how not only what you say, but also what you do. And that's what I teach. I actually call this not only the three S's every kid should know, but it's the Financial Legacy Workshop for Kids, abridged version. That's what I call it, too. Because with financial legacy, I always tell people that it's that your kids and the people that depend on you financially or people that just look up to you are going to look at what you've done with your money and want to emulate what you did for better or for worse. And your kids are the same way. They're going to want to emulate what you, not only what you say, because you can tell them all day long, don't use credit cards. Don't, you know, get student loans. You know, don't, you know, try to save up for what you want and pay cash for it if possible. You can say all those things, but they look at what you do. You know, we are, as parents, examples to our children, and it starts with us. If we're not doing it, no matter how much we tell our kids to do it, they probably, most likely, won't do it. They're going to follow our lead, follow our example, and do what we did for better or for worse. So it's very important not only when you teach your kids about the three S's every kid should know, share, save, and spend, but you also practice what you're teaching them, that you also share, save, and spend, because they're going to look at you and, you know, you're teaching them all these things and you're not doing it yourself. They're going to look at you like, okay, whatever, and they're not going to want to even come close to doing what you ask them to do. Of course, you're their mom or dad. You can force them to do it, but you want to create positive habits in them so that once they're not in your nest anymore, they're off on their own. They're running their own household. They have their own family. That those things have been instilled in them from not only what you've said, but they've seen what you've done. I know for myself, you know, my mom was a great example of financial literacy. She, had a budget and she paid the bills and. Now, of course, my mom and my dad were there in the household, but she was, you know, very good about, you know, saving her money and, you know, spending it wisely. So I get a lot of that from her. And then my daughter, of course, my oldest daughter, talking about, you know, saving up for what you want and paying cash for it as much as possible. She gets that from me because that's what I do. I'll just teach my daughter all these things and not do them. So it's very important as parents that we kind of take the reins. And even kids that are not our own, if you see a teachable moment, I don't know, maybe you want to check with the parent first, but, you know, if it's something very basic and very simple, you know, you can say, you want to buy that whatever, maybe you should, you know, ask your mom or think about is that a good decision to make, is a good choice to make. But especially with your own kids, you definitely want to, no matter how old or how young they are, they could be 18 years old and almost out of high school or out of high school. It doesn't matter how old they are, how young they are. you can start very basic and you can be very advanced and, you know, start teaching your kids today what they need to know about money and to let them know that they got to work for what they want. They have to work for the money that they get. Nothing's going to be given to them. But when they work for the money, when, you know, God's given them the ability to work, to earn the money, that they have to give it back to God. They have to share with God, you know, give some back to God so that they can share it with the church and with other people. And it's also important to save it so that you, if you want to buy something that you really want or that you really, really need, maybe it's a need and it's not a want, you know, either way, that you'll have some money saved to put aside so that you can buy that thing. And also important to teach them that it's okay to be a little frivolous with some of your money and to spend some of it because you have to enjoy it. Otherwise, it's a labor that it's not, you know, it's just labor, it's just work. You want to be able to enjoy the fruits of your labor as well. And God wants that too. So he doesn't want you to work. But he definitely wants you to put it, you know, your money in the proper categories. And I think this is a great way to teach your kids by having the little jars, little bowls with the number one share, number two save, and number three spend. It has a little percentage, just 10%, 70%, 20%. And just kind of start very, very basic with them, and you can get more advanced as they get older. And you'd be amazed at the things that they remember, like my daughter in Target said, is that in the budget. Something I said how many ever months or years ago stuck in her mind, and just her tonight, my oldest daughter and my youngest daughter, which just, you know, kind of spoke to you guys tonight a little bit about what they've been taught by me, and they can just talk about it like, you know, like second nature because I continually talk to them. I badge them over the head and talk to them every day. When I see a teachable moment, I continually share with them, you know, the things that I did right, the things that I did wrong, and I'm very honest with them and say, okay, this is why we've, you know, this happened because we did this wrong, and this happened because we did this right, and so that they'll learn whether for good or, you know, they'll learn from the bad choices I made as well as the good choices I made. And it's important. And of course, you don't want to tell your children every single detail of everything you've ever done with your money, but it's so important that you definitely be honest with your kids and let them know that you were not perfect with money, but this is what you've learned, and this is how you've, you know, turned the corner, you've changed, and become a wiser person because of it. It's very important. So I hope I've given you a little bit of information about how to get started talking to your kids about money. If you have any questions, you know, you can always email me with any questions after the show at sherrygray@themoneymom.org. Remember, my next show will be next Tuesday, October 2nd from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. I'm sorry. Today's October 2nd. My next show will be October the 9th. From 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. And remember, you can listen to the live show every Tuesday from 7 to 8 p.m. online at blogtalkradio.com/themoneymom. If you miss the live shows, you can always listen to my past shows as recorded podcasts at my website, themoneymom.org. And I'm going to leave you with the sounds of Learning to Be the Light by New World Sun. This is Sherry Gray, the Money Mom, and I'll see you next time.
When the stars came crashing down in tiny pieces to the ground, I was all alone down here, trapped beneath the atmosphere. Then I saw somebody call my name. I spun around and caught a flame. I gave in to a God I didn't know. And now everything is falling in. A brand new life is calling and I owe it all to grace. It's so much fun living in your world. Save me what you did for me. You gave me something I want everyone to see. All around, but in the distance I could see a flare.